With SRN News, I'm John Scott. New York City is suing more than a dozen charter bus companies for their role in Texas Governor Greg Abbott's operation to send tens of thousands of migrants to the urban areas. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The lawsuit claims that 17 bus companies knowingly implemented Governor Abbott's busing plan in violation of a New York law that limits transferring needy persons across state lines and then abandoning them. It seeks more than $700 million in damages to recoup the cost of caring for an estimated 33,000 migrants who have arrived in the city on charter buses since April 2022. Abbott said in response that the suit was a violation of the Commerce Clause, which guarantees the constitutional right to travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. employers adding 216,000 jobs last month. It's the latest sign that the American labor market remains resilient, even in the face of sharply higher interest rates. The unemployment rate unchanged at 3.7%. Russia defends territory against a Ukraine drone attack.
Russia says its air defenses downed dozens of Ukrainian drones in occupied Crimea and southern Russia as Kyiv presses its strategy of targeting the Moscow-annexed peninsula and taking the 22-month war well beyond Ukraine's borders. Air raid sirens wailed in Sebastopol, the largest city in Crimea, and traffic was suspended for a second straight day on a key bridge connecting the peninsula with Russia's southern Krasnodar region. Meanwhile, the U.S. says Russia has acquired ballistic missiles from North Korea and is seeking them from Iran for use in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow losing 85 points, but the NASDAQ is up 26. This is SRN News. Most Americans have friends of other faiths.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 61% of the general population has at least a few friends who follow a different religion. That includes 51% of evangelical Protestants, 67% of mainline Protestants, 59% of Catholics, and 41% of black Protestants. Most Americans don't talk about religion with their friends, however. Less than one-third say they ever bring it up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man who is living as a woman has been disqualified from running for the Ohio House after omitting his former name on circulating petitions to get on the ballot. Vanessa Joy was running as a Democrat in a heavily Republican district and had legally changed his name. But a 1990 law states a candidate must provide any name change within the last 5 years to qualify for the ballot. This is SRN News. Seoul's military says North Korea has fired more than 200 rounds of artillery shells off its west coast towards the south Yeonpyeong Island.
At midday, an alarm sounded, telling the more than 800 people living on the islands to head for underground shelters. North Korea had fired hundreds of rounds of artillery in their direction. The South then fired back. None of the shells crossed the country's maritime border, but this is a significant escalation in tensions between Seoul and Pyongyang, which have been steadily climbing over the past 2 years. South Koreans are all too familiar with where this could lead. In 2010, when relations were particularly bad, the North Koreans struck the island of Yeonpyeong, killing 4 people.
BBC correspondent Celia Hatton. Nepal's government has banned citizens from going to Russia and Ukraine for employment, saying that many have been recruited by the Russian army to fight in the conflict there. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.